You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth. We have racing from Huntingdon and Sedgefield over the obstacles, accompanied by all weather racing on the Poly track at Lingfield in the afternoon. The usual Friday evening all-weather fair as well, with action on the all-weather Tapita at Wolverhampton and on the all-weather Poly track at Dundalk. And joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I'm extremely well. Extremely well. A little bit of lull in the quality of the racing this weekend, but certainly we can't have it top-notch every weekend, can we? And this is just one of the quieter weekends, I think, of the season. But, again, we'll all start getting giddy with that sea festival looming.
Yes, the Cheltenham Festival only, 8 weeks away? Maybe longer than
that. Well, it might be a little bit longer than that. I'm not sure, really. But, it seems to get chatted about sooner and sooner and sooner every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, but
it is superb, though.
Oh, it is different gravy. Different gravy. And they've chucked a few more quid in the pot as well.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. Got all that to look forward to in March. Let's talk about
stuff. What about tomorrow? Yeah. You know what it is tomorrow, don't you?
What is it tomorrow? Oh, I do know what it is tomorrow.
It is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you believe in that sort of stuff?
I don't want to say no, because then I might get killed.
Yeah, demons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always worry about it.
Yeah, it's the dreaded Friday the 13th.
Exactly,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
You mentioned this weekend as well. Well, there's no Grade 1 racing. We have the Lanzarote Hurdle at Kempton, where we've seen some nice horses win that in the past.
Yeah, very competitive.
The Classic Chase as well at Wincanton, where we could see one or two Grand National types or something along the lines. So.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Great to see the Veterans Chase last weekend at Sandown, wasn't it? Fabulous.
Oh, great stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and again, then the next day, or 2 days later in the Racing Post, to see that the old guy who rode him was about 70-odd. I mean, it was a proper veteran duo there.
Yeah.
Happy days. But yeah, that's really what National Hunt Racing's all about, and it's seen those old boys performing, and it was a fab race to watch.
Yeah, well, that's the great appeal of the National Hunt game, isn't it? You get to see your old favourites come back year in, year out.
Yeah, so. exactly.
Yeah, none of this retiring at three malarkey.
Yeah, we've seen you. You've run in three races. Bye-bye. Yeah, don't exert you.
Yeah.
Don't want to expose you to the defeat world.
No, we don't want that. Obviously, the big talking point in the racing world at this point, Pimmy, is the plans for Kempton.
Yeah.
Planning to close the course and have an all-weather course at Newmarket as a replacement. A lot of people speaking out about it. A lot of people have said positive things about it in some respect as well, that the money would go back into the racing industry as well. What's your stance on the whole thing?
Well, I think, first of all, the only thing that Kempton and Sandown Park have got in common is that they both go right-handed.
The both end in park.
Yeah, exactly. They're unique tracks in their own right, because you've got, you know, Kempton flat, level, going end-to-end gallop, and, you've had some fantastic memories of the King George's there over the years with all those high-class horses winning it. And then you've got Sandown with its unique undulations, the railway fences, and, again, that pond fence. Then you've got your two up the straight with those beautiful hedges that become natural wings. And then you've got your uphill finish. So you've got two really unique tracks, completely different. But let's be proper about it. It's a no-brainer. If they've been offered that sort of money, then, you know, they'd be foolish to turn it down. They're in business, and anybody who's in business gets something like that coming towards it, they're going to take it. So I don't think it's a negative. I think, yeah, it's disappointing that we're going to lose another National Hunt course.
Yeah.
But by the same token, if we're going to see the benefits of that sale putting back into racing, and even maybe a bit more, then I'm all for it. I'm all for it. At the end of the day, you know, it's a race course. It's not the end of the world. Nobody's died. And we can move on, and hopefully if that funding comes, we can make things a bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the plan is to put £500 million back into the industry, which is some figure, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, its location is absolutely fantastic, isn't it? So, you know, at some stage, somebody's going to benefit from it, and why not now? I mean, it's not going to happen overnight either, so, you know, I personally think it's good.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Its location could end up being a stumbling block if, from what I'm reading today, that because it's on Greenbelt land, there's going to be apparently fierce opposition to building houses on there anyway.
Yeah.
So they've got that stumbling block. They've had a few trainers, like some Nicky Henderson and stuff, talk out about it. So there are a few...
It's not going to be easy, no. That's for sure. It's not going to be easy. So I definitely feel that, you know, this is not going to just come to an end and everybody be happy. This is just going to run and run for a little while, yes. Yeah. And as you say, I don't think anything's going to really happen until 2021 anyway.
That's the earliest, yeah.
So what are we now? For another 4 years... Out could have happened.
Yeah.
We're not even to discuss it. You don't know. So,
don't
you know,
say things
let's
like
not
that.
Worry about it too
no,
much.
No, okay. It's going to rumble
take
on.
Its course.
It's going to rumble on for a while anyway. So we'll keep updated on that as it goes along. A bit of news about some racehorses along the way, Pimmy, as well. Jack Adam and Q Card have both been given a Ryanair option at the festival. Would you run either of those in the Ryanair rather than the Gold Cup if they were yours?
Well, I think we've seen. With Coney Gree and more of him, that, you know, sometimes you only get one bite of that cherry.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not going to make it again this year. Don Cassack's the winner from last year, is not going to make it this year. So, whereas I'd be old school initially saying, well, actually, they should go that route or the easier route or whatever. But if you're fitting well and you know you've got some quality on your side, I'd be inclined to bite the bullet and go for it now.
Go for the Gold Cup.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I would agree with you. I don't think you should run scared from one horse either. And
Thistlecrack's
obviously the one to beat on this year's form, but you've got Jack Adam, who's a dual Gold Cup runner up, and you've got Q Card, who runs his best races around Cheltenham, and arguably would have had a good chance of winning it last year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any reason to change your mind this year.
No, I wouldn't. I'd kick on and go for it. It's just a very difficult thing if you're in a scenario where you've got the two horses, like you've got Thistlecrack and Q Card.
Yeah,
because If Q Card finishes second to Thistlecrack, or Thistlecrack runs second to Q Card, they say, well, without that one, I'd have won.
Yeah.
But there's only one the Gold Cup. There was only one King George.
Yeah.
So they have to take the chances, and you've just got to hope that your owners can go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right, yeah. And Tizard's got that headache four times over at the moment. He's got four
well, listen, it's not a bad headache.
It's not, is it?
I certainly wouldn't be taking a paracetamol for it. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with you there.
Definitely. And it's great to see, again, somebody a bit different who's holding the aces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the other great thing about it, that, you know, we're bringing in another major player rather than the same old dominating.
Yeah. If I'd have said to you 2 years ago, Colin Tizard's going to have four major contenders for the Gold Cup, you'd have laughed me out of the studio.
I'd have said, yeah, he might have four major contenders to milk on a morning, but certainly not to be going to the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cold's coming as well, Pimmy.
Sorry?
The cold's coming, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, we've got inspections on Friday ahead of the action over the obstacles, and I'm hearing reports of something called thunder snow. I've never even heard of thunder snow before.
Thunder snow, yeah. No. Oh well, we'll watch this space. I mean, don't forget if those weather forecasters got paid on the predictions, they'd have less money than me and you.
If they showed their strike rates like tipsters,
yeah, they would be struggling, buddy.
They'd be on the cold list.
Yeah, very chilly list. Yeah, no two ways about it. No two ways.
Well, hopefully the meetings go ahead. We're going to move on to Friday's racing now. We'll get Pimmy's thoughts in four races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
I love that voice, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the best voices on radio, that. Hope he's listening.
Yeah. That's the guy who does the rotors. So
correct.
Keep him on the right side.
Correct. Great voice.
Yes.
Lovely face for radio. Yeah, you're the man.
Let's move on to Friday's action then. The 3 o'clock at Lingfield is where we start. This one is a class 5 handicap. It's over a mile and a half. It's for the fillies. Six of them to go to post for this one at Pimmy, so not the biggest field here. Who do you think comes home in front?
Interesting little race for the girls, as you say. I think Dream Love more than likely will start favourite, and more than likely she's worthy of that position as well at the top of the market. We've only seen her on a race course once. She made a lovely winning debut over the track and the trip 30 days ago, and there could be an awful lot more to come from her. So we're taking on side that hopefully she's going to improve for that debut run, and there's a bit more to come from her. Handicapper gave her a mark of 75, so again, he's not taking too many chances with her, but by the same token, I don't think he's gone over the top. So I definitely see that Dream Love is a major player. And I thought the other one that could be interesting was Zane Arion from the Butler Yard. Made a winning start for the Butlers last time out at Chelmsford. Made a winning start. And he's certainly an interesting player. Won earlier on the year of 63. Then that last success came at 68. And now races off a mark of 71. So Zane Arion, certainly an interesting player, having beaten Starlet Kanata by a head last time out. So, tricky little event to try and puzzle out. But I'm going to take a chance with the very unexposed Dream Love.
Dream Love then to make it 2 from 2 in Pimmy's opinion. In the 3 o'clock at Lingfield, moving to Sedgefield next. There's the 3:10 that we're going to look at there. It's a class 4 handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles and 178 yards, so almost 2 miles and one furlong, really. It's 8 runners taking their place in the lineup here, Pimmy, and a couple of last time out winners as well. Poseidon, Snowden, both arriving in winning form. Either of them on the shortlist?
Both of them on the shortlist, to be fair. Certainly Poseidon is, anyway. Course and distance winner. He won at Bangor. Off a mark of 100. He then ended up £6 for that success, and then he won here last time out, and he's won off a mark of 106, and now he's off to 113 for the Sue Smith Yard. Her horses are in great form. This horse really saw the trip out well last time out. He was staying on strongly from that final flight of hurdles, and that uphill finish at Sedgefield certainly suited him. The Herbs Gardens disappointed last time when he fell early doors. He could be forgiven for that mistake. Prior to that, his form was reasonable. And Snowed In, interesting winner. Absolutely dotted up at Catterick last time out. But comes into this race with a £7 penalty, which might make life that little bit harder for Snowed In. But it could be a very, very topical horse tomorrow, because certainly in the north of the country, they could be Snowed In.
Yeah, it would be... fitting winner in some cases there at Central. Is that the selection then, or do you...
I'm going to take a chance with the Sue Smith horse, Poseid, who I think the yard's in good form, and this was a readied winner last time out.
Okay, Poseid then for Sue Smith. Had a winner on Thursday, hoping to follow that up with a winner on Friday. On to the 3:20 at Huntingdon next. This is a Class 3 Novices Handicap Chase, a limited Novices Handicap Chase. We'll start with 007 here, Pimmy, who ran in a much better race than this last time at Doncaster, finishing third in the December Novices Chase. That's a Grade 2. Before that, had one at Cheltenham in decent style as well. So he's got to give a lot of weight away here. But if he turns up in that kind of form, does he win this?
Yeah. I mean, I wish he'd be trained by the names Bond, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it'd be great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a very class horse, actually. Very class horse. I think he underachieved, to be honest, at Donny last time out. He got done for toe a little bit. Didn't particularly jump very well when he was under pressure. And I think he was slightly underachieved. But in the context of this race, you know, he has to give weight to all these and lumps of it, because he's different gravy to them. And I think Nicky Henderson has done really well to find him an opportunity to get back to winning ways.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to look at the others, because for me, they haven't got the quality of this horse. I know weight brings them together, but I think 007 will get the job done.
Keeping it simple then, 007 should win the 3:20 at Huntingdon. And the final race we look at is the 7:15 at Wolverhampton, a Class 4 handicap over almost 6 furlongs on the all-weather tapeta there. We've got 13 of them to go to the post for this one. Pimmy, quite an open race.
Yeah, very, very good race, to be fair. I thought there's one or two here that you could have a little close look at. One of them was Captain Dion, who ran well last time out when finishing 4th up at Newcastle. That was over 6 furlongs, drops back to 5. Tomorrow evening, but again has the cheap pieces on to maybe make him concentrate that little bit more. Then you've got El Jadaf, who was a winner last time out at Kempton Park. He has a £6 penalty, so that might make life a little bit harder for him. And also Stall 10 could be a little bit of a negative. And then you've got Sophisticated Air, who knocks on that door. That door doesn't quite open, but always does seem to run well. And I do like Lewis Edmonds, £7 claimer, very capable young lad, getting better and better with the more experience he gets. He did a fantastic job on my pal's horse, Cliff, earlier on in the week to get his head in front right on that jamstick. This boy's value for his £7. And because of that, I'm going to let that be the deciding factor for tipping Sophisticated Air.
Sophisticated Air, then, the selection Good stuff, Pimmy. Quick summary before you go.
Yes, not a problem. We'll starting with the four selections at Lingfield in the shape of Dream Love in their 3 o'clock. Up to Sedgefield for their 3:10. The selection is the Sue Smith trained Passade. Then down to Huntington for their more than likely their feature race of the day. It's the Limited Novices Handicap Chase, looking for 007 to bounce back to top form. This talented inmate of Nicky Henderson's stable. And finally to Wolverhampton for their 7:15. The selection is Sophisticated Air.
Top stuff. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Can't wait.
There you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50 p.m. Myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth. Huntingdon, Sedgefield and Lingfield are the afternoon meetings, and it's Wolverhampton and Dundalk in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.